This is The Green Room, your weekly dose of arts and culture from Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. A lot of beer is being brewed in Traverse City these days, and the number of breweries in the region keeps growing. Statewide, the number of breweries is now over 200. That means brewers have to work hard to keep their pubs busy and vibrant. Today on the show, we visit one of the newer pubs in Traverse City. The owners of Rarebird Brew Pub opened up for business about 2 years ago. And Helen Surgener has their story.
This is Rarebird Brew Pub. It's 6:30 on a sunny Wednesday evening, and there are about 80 people here drinking beer and eating dinner. There's only one open table left.
Everybody might think, like, oh, you're busy. Like, you have a successful business. It means you're rich. Like, no, it means I'm several hundred thousand dollars in debt for a long time out.
That's Tina Schuett. She's been running Rarebird since it opened 2 years ago, alongside her co-owner, Nate Crane.
Well, when we were just, like, planning this, I think there's only, like, 5 breweries in town, and within the 2-year span of us planning and actually opening, 5 more breweries opened up, so everybody was, like, freaking out.
Some of those other breweries failed, but more have taken their place. There are 10 breweries in Traverse City, even more in the surrounding area. Despite all that competition, Rarebird is a success. And that's thanks in no small part to Tina. She is the brewer. She also does payroll and accounting, has input on the food menu, and fixes the equipment when it breaks. On brew days, she's at work by 6 a.m. Today, Tina's making an IPA, and the first batch is well underway. She's poured the malt into tanks of water and brought it to a boil. Now she's about to add all her favorite hops.
If you add these too fast, it'll do like a massive boil over. Head for the hills.
Soon she'll transfer it to the fermenter, clean out the mash tun, and start all over again. Luckily, she has help.
I have an assistant. Yeah, he'll be coming in whenever he feels like it. But
It's 9 now. He's not in yet.
I get to make him do the grunt work, which is fun, because I used to have to do that grunt work.
Tina never studied to be a brewmaster, but she has an advantage when it comes to making beer.
I'm from Wisconsin, so they pretty much give it to you in a bottle.
When she was 16, she visited the beer halls in Germany. That's when she fell in love with beer. When she was 18, she learned it was technically legal for her to brew, so long as she didn't sample the product. So by college, she was making her first batches, and she says she's got a pretty good palate now.
Well, drinking with friends, you'd be like, oh, do you taste this or do you taste that? And like, no, you know, like, what are you talking about? And they'll laugh at you, like, oh, you taste like, you know, toffee. But it's like, no, really, like, you taste these things.
So all these walls are made out of old oak apple crates. And they're really strong.
Out in the restaurant, Nate Crane is putting up some shelves for the staff. It reminds him of all the work they had to do before opening.
We made all the tables ourselves, and it was a tree on my buddy's farm that we cut down and then bought an Alaskan mill and slabbed them all.
We watched a lot of YouTube videos, and we went into houses being built to actually see how certain things were done. We just sneak into them and go, okay, that's how you frame a door or whatever.
Tina's still waiting for her assistant to show up. She sends him a text.
Never mind. I'm not sure if he has a phone at the moment. He lost it at the festival last week.
She'll have to do the grunt work herself. She scrapes the spent grain out of the mash tun and into barrels. A farmer will pick it up later and feed it to his cows. Tina says she'd like to have some of that beef on her menu. Now it's time to sanitize the tanks, and Tina's just got the pumps going when her assistant finally shows up.
Good morning.
Yeah. You smell like booze.
By now, Tina has been at work for 5 hours, and her former hobby is feeling a lot like a job. But she says it's still pretty great.
There's something, like, so gratifying of when I pour that first pint and try it, and I'm like, oh, hell yeah, I nailed this.
On the patio, Nate's chatting with a couple customers. This afternoon, he got a phone call from police dispatch.
Because I'm somehow on this, like, emergency call list for when there's a honeybee swarm in town. Because they know that I have 2 honeybee licenses, one for Rarebird and one for my house.
That's right. Nate just happened to rescue a wild swarm of honeybees this afternoon. They'll be on the roof in about 2 weeks. And their honey will eventually end up in the beer and food.
It was not what I was planning to do this afternoon, but when you get a call about a swarm, you have to go immediately because they'll just disappear.
He says it's just another one of those behind-the-scenes things that people never see. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Helen Surgener.
Helen Surgener is a radio producer and reporter based in Toronto. She came to Interlochen in June for the Transom Story Workshop. The 9th annual Microbrew and Music Festival in Traverse City is this weekend. Now, Rare Bird won't be there. They don't have a license to pour beer outside their brewery. But there will be more than 50 other Michigan microbreweries present. And Trombone Shorty will be there headlining the music acts. Bands like the Revivalists and the Accidentals will also be making appearances. The festival runs Friday and Saturday at the Grand Traverse Commons. This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Lisa Feierstein helped produce the show this week. Peter Payette is our editor. I'm Dan Wanchura. Happy Friday!